B'siyata d'shamayim, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're going to start the last three words of Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Lefikach Anachnu Chayovim. This takes us back to the Mishnah early on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omud Beis, that the Mishnah says that towards the end of the Agada we say Lefikach Anachnu Chayovim Lehoides Lehalil Leshabeach, etc. As we saw in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, because the end is V'noyim Alefonov Hallelujah. After the Lefikach, it says, V'noim alefonov, we say in front of you Hashem, the Halleluka. And then we start with the beginning of Hallel. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chizda, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Hallelujah, whenever it says the word Halleluka in Tehillim, and also when it says in the Torah, Kesya, or when it says in the Pasuk, Yedidya, Achasein, in all the three cases, it's one word. It's not Hallelu ka, case ka, yedid ka. No, it's one word. That was what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rav Omar, Rav said Kesya and Merchavya Achasein. Rav didn't directly tell us what he holds with Hallelujah, didn't directly tell us what he holds with Yedidya, but he told us Kesya, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm adding on Merchavya. Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell us what he holds with Merchavya. Rav Omar, Rav says Merchavya Bilvad. He says Bilvad, the only word where it says the Yud Kei, it says, so to speak, the Ka, Hashem's name at the end, and nonetheless it's considered one word, it's Merchavya, not Merchav Ka. It's only regarding Merchavya, and Rav also agreed regarding Merchavya, just Rav didn't say Bilvad. Rav added on Kesya, and Rav didn't tell us about some other words. Says the Gemara Iboyeluhu, Merchav Ka, l'Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda didn't speak about Merchav Ka, only Rav said that Merchavya is one word. What does Rav Chizda hold with Merchav Ka? L'Rav Chizda mai, says the Gemara Teiku, we don't know, we cannot resolve that, we have to let that stand. Iboyeluhu, the Gemara asks, Yedidya l'Rav. Rav Chizda says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Yedidya is one word. Rav didn't talk about Yedidya. What does Rav hold regarding Yedidya? L'Rav, mai? Answers the Gemara, Toshema, D'Omar Rav. Rav said, Yedidya nechlak l'shnaim. It's actually two words. Yedid, ko, l'fikoch. And therefore, Yedid, the first word, meaning a friend, so to speak, is Chol, is not one of Hashem's names. Ko, but the Yud Kei, which is referring to Hashem, Kodesh, it's one of the names which have a Kedusha of the Shemus of Hashem, and the Sugis of Hashem's names are discussed elsewhere in Shas. Iboilu asks the Gemara, Hallelujah, L'Rav, Mai. Another one of those mentioned by Rabbi Yochanan that Rav did not discuss is Halleluka. What does Rav hold in that instant? Answers the Gemara, Toshema, Omar Rav, Chazino, Tili debei chaviva, I saw in the Sefer Tehillim of my dear and beloved uncle Reb Chia, the Ksiv Behu, it said, Hallelu b'chad gisa, the word Hallelu of Halleluka, it said at the end of one line, v'ka, and the two letters ka, b'chad gisa was at the beginning of the next line. So clearly from that Tehillim you see that it was two words, not one word. Upligad Reb Yeshua ben Levi and the Rav argues on this point with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Da'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my Halleluka, what is this Halleluka? Halleluhu behilulim harbe. That from the fact that it says Halleluka as one word, not as two words, as one word, then it tells us that you have to praise Hashem with many praises. Opliga didei adidei. But there's elsewhere that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seems to argue with what he just said now and seems to say that Halleluka is actually two words. Domer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ba'asara ma'moris shel shvach, there are 10 different phrases, styles of praise, Ne'mar Sefer Tehillim, are said in the Sefer Tehillim, Benitzuach, Benigun, Bemaskil, Bemizmor, Beshir, Be'ashrei, Betehilo, Betfilo, Bohido, Behalleluka. And he says that Godol Mikulon and the greatest of all of them is Halleluka. Why? Shekoilel Shem v'Shevach b'Vasachas, because it's in one, so to speak, together it includes also Shem, also one of Hashem's names, Ka, and also praise, Hallelu. So that would seem that even though b'Vasachas is together, it's not one word. It's two words that include, the word Halleluka includes two words, Hallelu and Ka. Not like he seemed to have said before that You learn out from Hallelujah, which is one word, that Hilulim Harbe. So it seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, Shir, the famous song in the Torah of Oz Yosher Moshe that Klal Yisrael sang after leaving the Yam Suf and being saved from the Egyptians, Shir Shebet Torah, Moshe v'Yisrael Amrua b'shoa she'olu min hayam. When Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu ascended, they came out of the sea of the Yam Suf, that's when they said Oz Yosher. V'halil ze mi Amru, but the Halil that we say in... Whenever we say Halil, we say it on a Shchodesh part of it, we say it on Yom Tov, we say it at the Seder night. This Halil, who said it? Nevi'im shebineim tiknu, lohem li Yisrael. It was the Nevi'im, it was only much, much later that the Nevi'im, they instituted that Klal Yisrael should say it, al kol perek, they should say it, and every season, which means whenever it's a Shchodesh, whenever it's Yom Tov, according to the Halachas. Valkol tzorah v'tzorah shaloi tovoy aleihen, and any type of trouble and sorrow that chas v'sholom shouldn't befall Klal Yisrael, and if it does befall Klal Yisrael, uk l'kashenig olin, when they are redeemed, when they are saved from that trouble, then omrin oisei al ge'uloson, they say this halil on the ge'ula. We find by Chanukah, for example, there was a tremendous tzorah, and we say halil on Chanukah because we were saved from it. Continues the Gemara Tanya, we learnt in Ebraisa, hoya Reb Meir omer, kol Tushbochis. Rashi seems to have the girsa called Tfilois, which Rashi says is all the Tfilois which start with Tfilo, for example, Tfilo La'oni, who amurais b'sefer Tehillim, that are said in Sefer Tehillim, Kulon David Omron, David is the one who has actually authored them. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Ayin Beis, Kolu Tfilois David Ben Yishai. So you see that the Tfilois were... The literal translation is Kolu, this is the end of the Tfilois of David. Al tikru Kolu, don't just read it as Kolu, as in here they end, rather Elo Kol Eilu. Split the Kolu into two words, Kol Eilu, all these, that all these are the Tfilois of David Ben Yishai, he's the one that authored them. Asks the Braisa, Halil ze mi omri, but the Halil that we say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yomim Tovim, who said them? Rabbi Yosi ben Omer, Elazar ben Omer. Rabbi Yosi said in the name of his son Elazar that actually the first ones to say the Halil was Moshe v'Yisrael Amruhu b'shosh olu min hayam. When Klal Yisrael came out of the Yam Suf, they actually said it. Besides for saying Oz Yosher, they said the regular Halil that we know. V'chalukin olav chaverov loimar shedavid oimri. However, His colleagues, his friends, argued with him and said that it was actually David HaMelech who authored the Halil. V'nirin dvarov medivreim. However, it's more probable that actually Klal Yisrael authored that Halil and not David HaMelech. Why? For two reasons. Number one, Efshi Yisrael shachotu es bischeim v'notlu loveim v'layomru shira. We saw this already on Daf Tzadik. Hey, could it be that Klal Yisrael, all those generations from Yitzias Mitzrayim until David HaMelech, they would take the lulavim and shech the Korban Pesach without saying Halil? That can't be. Dovah Acher, and another reason, another proof why probably it wasn't at the time of David HaMelech that Halil was actually authored, is Pesle Shel Micha, could it be the idol of Micha, was Oymid Bebechi. In the time of David HaMelech, this idol was standing in the place called Bechi, and Vishrol Oymir Melech Halil, that means the very Halil, and in the Halil it says, K'moyem Yu Isem, where the Halil speaks negatively about those who make and serve idols. Can it be in a time where they had an idol with them, the idol of Micha, is when they authored this perek? No, it cannot be, and therefore it's most probable that this halil was actually already made and authored at the time when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Kol Shirois v'Seshbochis, all the songs and praises she'omar David b'Sefer Tehillim, that David said in Tehillim, Rebbe Leza Oimer Keneged Atzmei Omron. He said them as praise and thank you to Hashem for his own redemptions, for his own being saved from his own sorrows and experiences. Rebbe Shua Oimer, no, Rebbe Shua says Keneged Tzibur Omron. It was when the public, when they were saved from their troubles and their sorrows, then David HaMelech wrote those parochim in Tehillim. The Chachomim say, Yesh mehem keneged tzibur. Some of them were said when the tzibur, the public, had a salvation. V'yesh mehem keneged atzmei. Some were said when he himself was saved. Ha'amurais b'loshen yochid, those that are said in singular tense, keneged atzmai. Ha'amurais b'loshen rabim, keneged tzibur. And nitzuach, whenever it uses the term called lamnatzeach or nigun, then la'osid lovay. It was actually a perek that was said referring to what's going to be la'osid lovay in the time to come. Maskil eldal. Maskil, every time, sorry, it says the word maskil, it's al yedei turgamon, then maskil, Rashbam says maskil means quietly. It means that he said it quietly and somebody who was translating it would say it over or translate or would pass it on to the people listening. Continues the Braisa, le David Mizmor, whenever David HaMelech's name is mentioned before Mizmor, first it says le David. Then it says Mizmor, Melamed is to teach us that Shesharosa Olov Shechina, that the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, was present with David HaMelech first, V'acharkach Omar Shira, and then after that, and possibly consequent to that, he said Shira. However, when it says Mizmor Le David, when it says the word Mizmor before saying David HaMelech's name, then Melamed Sheomar Shira, he first said a song, and then consequent to that, V'achar kach Sharos Olav Shechina, and only then the Shechina resided on David HaMelech, and David received those revelations. Lelamdoch, to teach us, She'ein HaShechina Shira, the Shechina does not rest, Leimetech Atzlus, not from laziness, v'leim teich atzus, and not from sorrow and depression, v'leim teich schoik, and not through laughter, v'leim teich kalis reish, nor through lightheadedness, v'leim teich dvarim betelim, nor through idle talk, elo miteich dvar simcha shel mitzvah, only from the joy of doing a mitzvah. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'ato, and now k'hu li menagin, take for me a menagin, a musician, v'hoyo kenagin ha-menagin, when the musician would play the music, v'ati olov yad Hashem, then David HaMelech would feel Hashem's presence. And over there, since the only reason that this musician played was in order to bring the presence back into David HaMelech's life, that in itself is a mitzvah. So that is the simcha shel mitzvah, which caused the Shechina to come back. V'ato chuli menagin, v'hoyo kenagin ha-menagin, v'ati olov yad Hashem. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, v'chein ledvar halacha. The same applies if you want to have a lucid head and have a clear understanding of halacha, of the rulings of Torah, the teachings of Torah. Also, it has to be done not through laziness and not through sorrow and etc. All the things we mentioned, only through simcha shel mitzvah. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, v'chein lechaloyim toiv. A person who wants to have a good dream, he has to go to sleep through the simcha shel mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is it really true that in order to be able to learn properly and connect to the halacha properly, it has to be done through simcha, through joy? Va'omer of Gidl Omarav, kol Talmud Chochem sheyoshev lifnei raboy, that any Talmud Chochem who's sitting in front of his Rebbe learning, ve'ein tzif soysov noit vois moir, and his lips don't drip with a bitter dread, which is very much in a feeling of awe and trepidation, techveno, those lips will get singed. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, L'choyov karugas aboysen, migdolois merkochim, sifsoisov, his lips, shoishanim, are roses, noitfois, that are dripping, moir oiver, with flowing of moir, which is some besomim, some good-smelling besomim. That's the literal translation. And the Gemara says, Al tikru shoishanim. Don't read it shoishanim as in roses. Rather, elo sheshoinim, those who are learning. Those who are learning, those who are teaching Torah. Al tikru moir oiver. Don't read it moir oiver as in the flowing of these oils, this scent called moir. Elo mar oiver. It's talking about the bitterness, the passing of the bitterness that passes over them. So you see here clearly that when a person is teaching Torah, it's not supposed to be done through joy. It's supposed to be done through a certain bitterness and the opposite of joy. Answers the Gemara, Lo Ikashia, Ha Barabba, Ha Batalmido. It depends who. When you're teaching Torah, you've got the Rebbe, the teacher has to be full of joy. But the Talmido, the students who are learning, they have to sit there with dread and with awe and trepidation. V'boy seimo, it could be ha v'ha barabba. It could be both of them, both the need for simcha and the need for the lack of it, are both for the teacher. V'loy kasha is not a contradiction. Ha mikame de posach, ha lebosor de posach. One is before you start learning Torah, and one is after you start learning Torah. Kiha de rabba, as we saw with Rabba, mikame de posach lula rabbonon, before he would start teaching Torah to his students. Omar milsa de b'dichusa, he would say something a little bit lighter. We shouldn't really call it a joke, but something which is a little bit more light-hearted. Ubadchu Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon were very happy. It opened up their hearts. The joy opened up their hearts. Ulebasoif, but immediately after that, Yosef Be'emesa, the Rebbe would sit with awe, with fear, with trepidation when teaching Torah. Uposach B'shmeitz, and then he would start teaching the Torah. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Halil ze, this halil mi omri. Who said the halil that we all know, we say on Rosh Chodesh part of it, on Yom Tov, on Lil Seder, who said it? Rabbi Leza Omer Moshe v'Yisrael Amru, as we saw before, that Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it, B'shar she'omdu al hayom, when they came out of the Yamsuf, they were the ones that said it. Heim Omru, they said, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, don't do it for us, for our sakes, do it for your sakes. And they were davening that Paroi should not come out from the sea, and his army will trace Klal Yisrael beyond that. That's what they done, and they said, Hashem, in your sake, Loilonu, which is part of the Tehillim, for your sake, make sure, and please, Paroi should not chase us. Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh, and Hashem responded with Ruach HaKodesh, V'amru Lohen, and said to them, Lema'ani, which is actually Pasuk in Yeshaya, but Lema'ani, es, Hashem says, I'll do it for my sake. For my sake, I'll make sure that Paroi does not chase you out of the sea. Rabbi Huda said, it was actually Yeshua v'Yisrael Amru, that the ones that said Halil first was Yeshua and Klal Yisrael, B'shar she'omdu alein malchi Knan, when the kings of Knan were threatening them. Sahim Omru, so Yeshua and Klal Yisrael said, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, to save us, not for our sakes, but for your sake. Umeshiva, and Hashem responded, V'chulu, etc. As we saw before, Hashem said, Lema'ani, es, I'll do it for my sake, there should be a Kiddush Hashem, and he helped Klal Yisrael overcome the Malchi Canaan. Rabbi Loza Mudoi Yoimir, Devoira Oborok Omruhu. Rabbi Loza Mudoi says that the one that's made the Halil was actually Devoira Novia and Borok. They said it B'shar She'omad Aleim Sisra, much later when Sisra was threatening them. Then they said, Heim Omru Loilonu, V'racha Kodesh Meshiva V'Yimeres Lohem, Lemani Ese, the same as we said before. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Oimir. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says that who said the Halil? Chizkiah, Usyaito. It was Chizkiah and his group of people who actually said the Halil. B'shar She'omad Aleim Sancheirev, when Sancheirev was threatening them. Heim Omru Loilonu, U'meshiva V'chulu. Rabbi Akiva Oimir. Rabbi Akiva says it was Hananya Mishal V'Azariah Omruhu, that these great tzaddikim, they said it, B'shar She'omad Aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, when Nebuchadnezzar Rasha was standing over them, threatening them, then they said, Heim Omru Loilonu, U'meshiva V'chulu. They were the ones that said this Halil. Reb Yoisi Haglili Oimir, Mordechai ve'Esther Amru. He holds that it was actually Mordechai ve'Esther during the Purim story that said it. B'shar she'omad aleim Haman or Rasha, when Haman was threatening them, Heim Omru Loilonu, U'meshiva v'chulu. V'chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Nevi'im she'beneim tiknu lem li'Yisrael, shi'u Oimrim Oisoi, it was al kol perik v'perik v'al kol tzora v'tzora shloitova aleim li'Yisrael, u'lukishin igalim Oimrim Oisoi al gulosun. As we said before, the Chachomim said, it was actually the Nevi'im who made the Halil, and they made it in order that Klal Yisrael can say it from season to season, whenever it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, and whenever they get saved from a threat, from a danger. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, Hallelujah, Soif Pirka. The Hallelujah, it says, at the end of the first Perek of Halil, which is Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, the last Hallelujah that it says there, at the end of that Perek, we're going to discuss that now. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Bar Avuna Omar, Hallelujah, Resh Pirka. Rabbi says that the Hallelujah, that word actually belongs, it's the first word of the next Perek, Perek Kuf Yudalid. Omar of Chizda. Rav Chizda argued and says, Chazino lu letili d'bei Rav Chinen Barav. I saw in the Tehillim that Rav Chonin Barav had, t'chsiv bu, it says, Hallelujah, be'emtza Pirka. it was in between. It was, the word was positioned somewhere between the end of Perek Kuf Yud Gimel and the beginning of Perek Kuf Yud Dalet. Alma Mesapkele, it seems that they were not so clear where this word comes from. It wasn't absolute. Omer of Chonin Barova. Chonin Barova now said, Hakel Moedim, everybody agrees that B'Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi Vivorech Chol Bosor Shem Kodshei Lo'ilam Void, which is in Perek Kuf Mem Hei. Everyone agrees that the Haleluka after that, Haleluka de Basrei, is Resh Pirka. That the word Haleluka is actually the first word of Perek Kuf Mem Vav. In the Pasuk, in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Beis, where it says in the Pasuk, Rosho Yire V'chos, Shinov Yachrik V'nomos Tavos Hashoim Toivet, there also, Haleluka de Basrei, Resh Pirka, the word Haleluka after that is the first word of the next Perek. Nobody argues with that. And also in Perek Kuf Lamed Hei, where it says, Sho'im Dim Beveis Hashem Bechatzris Beis Elokeinu, then also there, Haleluka de Basrei, Resh Pirka, the word Haleluka after that belongs to the next Perek. Continues the Gemara, Kroi, the Chachomim who understood in Torah Shebichtav, understood in Psukim, they added on a few more. Moisif in Afes Elu. They also added on in Perek Kuf Yud of Tehillim, where it says, Minachal Baderech Yishte Al Kein Yorim Roish, then there too, Hallelujah, the Basrei, the word Hallelujah after it is Resh Pirka, is the first word of the next Perek. Also in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Aleph that says Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichal Tov L'Chol Oisem L'Chol Oisem Tehiloso Yemedes Lo'ad, and the Haleluka de Basrei Resh Pirka, the Haleluka afterwards is the belongs to the next Perek. Asks the Gemara Neimuk Tanoi regarding what we started the Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba, that at the end of the Haleluka between Perek Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet, maybe that's actually a machlokes tanoim. What do we see in the Braisa? Ad heichon hu oimer. Till where do you say Halil, the first part of Halil that you say before, you say the end of Magid, before having the meal, before eating the matzah, till where would they say Halil? Ad heichon hu oimer. Beshamay oimrim, beshamay say ad eim abonim sameicha. You say it until the end of Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. Va'ad bichlal, that means till the end, including the end, eim abonim smecha. U'beshilil oimrim, beshilil say, it's ad, it's till the end of Perek Kuf Yud Dalet. The next Perek, which we know as B'tzeis Yisrael, how does that finish? Ha'hoifchi atzur agam moim, chalomish lemayne moim, they said, ad chalomish lemayne moim, including the words chalomish lemayne moim. That's what the first Tanna holds. Now that was a machlokes b'Shammai and b'Hillel, and both b'Shammai and b'Hillel, when they say the word ad, it's ad v'ad bichlal. It's either until the end of Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, including Eim Abonim Smecha, or it's till the end of Perek Kuf Yud Dalet, including Chalomish Lemayinu Moim. V'Tanya Yedoch, in another brayso it says, Ad heichon hu oimer, till where do you say the Halil? And here it's going to be the same opinions, but it's going to be verbalized differently. B'Shammai Oimrim Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael. In the first braisa, it says, B'Shammai say, until Eim Habonim Smecha, which is the last words of Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. And here it says, B'Shammai says, until B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, which is the first words of Perek Kuf Yud Dalet. It comes to the same. Over here, it's Ad V'Loi Ad Bichlal, excluding the words B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. B'Shammai say, you only say the first Perek. So in the first braisa it says, say the first Perek until Eim Abonim Smecha, or say the first Perek until the beginning of the second Perek, not including the beginning of the second Perek, which is B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And the Gemara is soon going to discuss that why the two braisas worded it differently. And in the second braisa, B'Shillel say that you say the first two prokim, you say till after B'Tzeis Yisrael. Then in the first braisa, it says, say ad chalomish lemayno moim, the last words of that second perek of Perek Kuf Yud Dalet. In the second braisa, it says, ad loilonu Hashem loilonu, which is the first words of Perek Kuf Tezvav, and say till there, not including loilonu, which means till say till the end of B'Tzeis Yisrael. So these two braisas, why did they have a different terminologies? Why is the first braisa speaking about the words at the end of the prokim, and the second braisa speaking about the words at the beginning of the prokim? My love, b'ha'ka miflegi. Can we not assume that that's what the two brises are arguing about? Leman da'oma eim abonim smecha. This is now talking about Beis Shammai, but this is not about the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's about the two brises. That Beis Shammai in the first brisa says that you say till eim abonim smecha. Why doesn't it say till haleluka? Sova, they hold haleluka resh pirka. The word haleluka is the beginning of the next pirka, and therefore you don't say it. Uman Da'oma, the second brisa, that when discussing Beis Shammai says ad Betzeis Yisrael, saying you say all the way till Betzeis Yisrael marking the next perek that you don't say, Sava he holds Haleluka Soish Pirka. It doesn't say till Haleluka excluding Haleluka. No, it says say till Betzeis Yisrael excluding Betzeis Yisrael. So the second brisa clearly holds Haleluka belongs to the end of the first perek, to perek Kuf Yud Gimel. So exactly the machlokes that we saw before between Rav Chisda and Rabba seems to be a machlokes between the two brises here. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda mataritz letame. Rav Chisda says, I'll explain both brises and both brises will agree with me. Dekule alma sovra haleluka soif pirka. It could be both brises agree that haleluka is the end of the first pirok. And therefore the second brisa we understand. The second brisa says, say till Betzeis Yisrael, and not more than that, and excluding Betzeis Yisrael, that's fine. Man da'omar ad Betzeis Yisrael shapir, that was well understood. Man da'omar ad eim abonim smecha, when the first brisa that says that according to Beis Shammai you say the first perek till eim abonim smecha, according to Rav Chisda that haleluka belongs to the first perek, then why didn't he say till haleluka, including haleluka? Says so, Rav Chisda is going to explain. Umando Omar Adeim Abonim Smecha. It's ad v'ad bechlal. First of all, this brisa, that whole first brisa, is talking about to say till here, including these words, not like the second brisa that says say till here, excluding these words. V'neim ad haleluka, and you're going to ask a question. So why don't you say according to Mir Rav Chisda that haleluka is the last words of the first perek? So the first brisa should say that according to, according to Beis Shammai, they should say the Halil till Haleluka. It says, V'chi teimet lo yodinon, hai Haleluka. Are you going to ask, are you going to try and explain that the reason it doesn't say Haleluka is because we wouldn't know, if it just said say till Haleluka, we wouldn't know which Haleluka. There's so many Halelukas, we wouldn't know where to stop. How do you know that you're supposed to stop at the end of that perek? That's why it says, say till eim abonim smecha. V'neima haleluka shel eim abonim smecha. So say clearly, say till haleluka of eim abonim smecha. Maybe the brisa would have said eim abonim smecha haleluka, and then we would know, according to Rav Chisda, that's what it should have said. And the Gemara says, indeed, Kashya, that is a question on Rav Chisda, why that brisa doesn't say explicitly haleluka of the eim abonim smecha. Okay, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, now we're going to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba says that the haleluka is actually the beginning of the second perek. And therefore, according to the first brisa that says, that Beis Shammai says until eim abonim smecha, that's perfect, because the next word haleluka belongs to the next perek, according to Rabba. Mataritz, and he's going to mataritz letamei, he's going to explain both brises according to himself. To kule al haleluka resh pirka, both brises could hold haleluka is the first word of the next perek. So man do'oma ein abonim smecha. Shapir, the one who says that you say till eim abonim smecha, including eim abonim smecha, Shapir is well understood, because the next word haleluka is already the next perek. According to Beis Shammai, you only say one perek. Uman do'oma ad Betzeis Yisrael. However, according to that second brisa that says that Beis Shammai say till Betzeis Yisrael, that's not where the next perek starts. That according to Rabba, the next perek starts with the word haleluka. Sova, the reason he says ad Betzeis Yisrael and doesn't say ad eim abonim smecha, because he says ad v'loy ad bechlal. Whenever it says the word ad, it means non-inclusive. So first of all, we have to understand the second brisa is explaining ad means say till Betzeis Yisrael and not including Betzeis Yisrael. V'neimer ad haleluka. You're going to ask me a question. So say till haleluka, because that's the first word of the next perek that you won't be saying according to Beis Shammai. V'chi teimer de lo yodinon hai haleluka. Again, you're going to ask me a question. That the reason it doesn't say haleluka is because if it just said say to Haleluka, I won't know which Haleluka. Name at Haleluka Shebetzeis Yisrael. Say explicitly that B'Sham I hold, you should say till Haleluka Betzeis Yisrael. Kashya in the Gemara says that indeed that's a question on Rabbah. Continues the Gemara, V'choysim B'Geula. This takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Kuvdad Tezayin Amud Beis. At the end of the Haggadah, you have to conclude the Haggadah with Geula talking about our liberation. And then there was a machlokes in the Gemara between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. Do you just say Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'alas Aviseinu and that's it, without saying a Baruch Ato Hashem? Or, as Reb Akiva says, you actually add in some mercy, some requests, Kein Hashem Elekeinu, etc. And then you have to finish with Baruch Ato Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Omer Rava. Rava says, Kriyas Shema, the second bracha, or the bracha after saying Shema in the morning by Shacharis, the bracha after Shema is Goel Yisrael. That's how what we say before Shemoneh Esra. The Halil, and the Halil of the Seder night, the first part of the Halil, which is the end of the Haggadah, on Seder night, you finish off with Goel Yisrael, according to Rabbi Akiva, we saw in our Mishnah. However, the bracha in Shemoneh Esra, Re'eva Onyenu, that in Tzleisa, in Shemoneh Esra, which is also about Geula, there it doesn't say Goel Yisrael in the past tense, it actually says Goel Yisrael in the future tense. My Tama, why is that difference? Says the Gemara, since it's in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, Derachmeninu, it's actually asking for mercy. We're asking for our future redemption. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abzeira, De Kiddusha. When we speak about, when we make Kiddush, then we say, on Shabbos, for example, we say, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisov v'rotzovonu. Kiddushonu is talking about in the past, and we're praising Hashem, we're making a bracha about the fact that Hashem has sanctified us. Ditzleisa. However, in Shemoneh Esra, we say, Kadshenu b'mitzvoisecho, which is about the future. My Tama, why is that this difference? Says the Gemara, Derachmeninu, again in Shemoneh Esra, we're asking, Kadshenu, sanctify us with your mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara, Omer Vecha Bayakiv, V'tzorich sheyazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayim. When you're making Kiddush, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv Hocha. It says regarding Kiddush, L'mantizkir es yoyim tzeis chomeret Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecho. That regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to constantly remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uchsiv Hosom. And regarding Shabbos, it says, Zocher is Yema Shabbos Lekacho. You have to remember Shabbos and sanctify it. It says twice Zocher. So we learn from there that you have to mention Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Rashbam actually says that this Tzorich Sheyazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayoyim is not only referring to Kiddush on the Kois, where indeed we mention Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's even talking about the bracha of the Kiddush that we say on Friday night when we met in the Tefillah. And here the Mefarshim already discuss that it's a bit of a question, because if you look in the Shemoneh Esra on Friday night, you won't find a Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim there. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Shila. Ditzloisa, when you're speaking about David HaMelech in Shemoneh Esra, we say that Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Hashem causes to flourish the Keren Yeshua, the pride of our salvation, which is quite a long, flowery phrase. However, the Aftarta, one of the brachos you make after reading the Aftara, is Mogein David. Now, Hashem is the shield of David, very short and concise. And where do we find a source that there is a bracha at all that finishes off with Mogin David? It's learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says that Noson Anovi told David HaMelech that Ve'eya imcha b'chol ha'sholechto ve'echroso es kol oivecho miponecho ve'osisi lecho, I will do to you Shem Godoil, a great name, k'shem ha'gedoilim asher ba'oretz, like the name of the great of the land, referring to the Ovis, Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. And Tanya of Yosef, Yosef explained, Zeu Shoimrim Mogin David, this is the source that there's going to be a bracha, that in the same way as we know there's a bracha called Mogin Avraham, which is referring to Avraham, the first of the three Ovis, in Shemoneh Esra, so too elsewhere there will be a bracha of Mogin David. Omer Shimon ben Lokish. Shimon ben Lokish explains that when Hashem told Avraham Avinu that Va'eschah, I will make you Legoi Godil into a great nation, What does that mean? Zeu she'omer melekei Avram. That means that the God of Avram is alluding to the fact that Hashem will make Avram into a great nation. Va'arvarechecha. When Hashem told Avram Avinu in that same pasuk that I will bless you, Zeu she'omer melekei Yitzchak. That's what it means when it says elekei Yitzchak. In Shemoneh Esrei, it's referring to that bracha that Hashem gave to Avram Avinu that he'll be blessed. Vagadlo shemecha, and your name will become great. Zeu she'omer elokei Yaakov. That's why we say elokei Yaakov in Shemoneh Esrei. Yochel yu chayis min bekulam. I may have thought that you end off the bracha, that first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, with all three Baruch Ato Hashem Mogein Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov. No, Talmud Leima, Hashem said v'hayei bracha that you will be the bracha. B'chachoismin, the bracha will end exclusively with you, Elokei Avram, ve'en chosmin bekulam, and will not end with, and will only end with Magen Avram, not with all three. And since that bracha ends with Magen Avram, you cannot end the bracha later on with Magen David. You can't have two brachas ending the same way. And that's why in the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha finishes off with Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, not with Magen David. The bracha in the end of Avtairah, that's why we say the Magen David. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. Ashkachtino, I encountered Lesabe de Pumpadisa. Rav Yehuda and Rav Ino, that were known as the elders of Pumpadisa. De Yosfio Komr, they were sitting and they said that Beshabsa on Shabbos, Bein Betzleisa, Bein Bekedusha, also in the Tfilah, the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, and also in Kiddush on Friday night, then the way we finish off is Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That Hashem, He sanctifies Shabbos. B'yom Tova, how do you end the brachas, the Kiddush, the brachas on Yom Tov? Bein Betzleisa, Bein Bekedusha, also in Tfilah, also in Kiddush, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Here you say first Mekadesh Yisrael and Vazmanim. And the reason for that we'll see is because the Yomim Tovim are dependent on Klal Yisrael. Which day is Yom Tov depends on which day is Rosh Chodesh. Which day is Rosh Chodesh depends on the Klal Yisrael, depends when the witnesses come, depends when the Beis Din say the Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Beis Din have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. V'amina luhu ano. And I said, Rava says, I said to these elders, Adarabba, on the contrary, did Sleisa in Tefillah, Bein B'Shabsa, Bein B'Yom Tova, in both. In Tefillah, we should always say Mekadesh Yisrael. Hashem sanctifies Klal Yisrael. That's how we should honor Klal Yisrael at the end of the brachas in Tefillah. Bekiddusha de Shabbat. When it comes to Kiddush, then on Shabbos you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and B'yom Tov and on Yom Tov you should say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. V'anoa mina taima didi v'taima didchu. And I'll tell you my reason, the reason behind what I say, says Rava, and the reason behind what an explanation that would explain what you, the elders, are saying. Taima didchu, the reason that you, the elders, why would you say what you're saying? That Shabbos, the kviya v'kaima, since Shabbos is fixed, it's not dependent on anybody being Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos comes on Shabbos and doesn't need Beis Din, doesn't need anyone to be Mekadesh it. Therefore, Bein Betzleitzah, Bein Bekedusha, and therefore also Tefillah, also on Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, we just refer to Hashem who sanctified Shabbos. Yom Tov, the Yisrael who dekava lei. Yom Tov, which is dependent on Klal Yisrael fixing the dates of the Yom Tov. Dekama Abra Yarecha, because they are the ones who decide when a month should have 29 days or whether it should have 30 days. Vekovi Lesheni, they decide when the month should have an extra day and it's the next day that's going to be day one, then therefore we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, and therefore on Yom Tov, also in Tefillah, also in Kiddush, we say Mekadesh Yisrael, you sanctified Klal Yisrael, and it's Klal Yisrael that sanctifies the Yomim Tovim. Tamidi, however, Rava says, I'll explain to you my logic, that Sleisa, regarding Tefillah, the Barabim, which is always something done in public, Issa Mekadesh Yisrael. Therefore we say, that's Barabim Issa, we say Mekadesh Yisrael, we say since it's Klal Yisrael, it's always done as a Tzibur, therefore we honor Klal Yisrael by saying Mekadesh Yisrael. However, Kiddush, saying Kiddush, the Biyachid, Issa, then Kiddush you do in private, you do that at home in private. Then B'Shabbos on Shabbos you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and B'Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and in Yom Tov you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. And the Gemara says, V'loihi. The Gemara is challenging Rava and saying, is that really true that tzloisa, that tefillah, is always only done in public, and therefore you always just say Mekadesh Yisrael in tefillah? Is it true that Kiddush is only ever done in private, and therefore when it comes to Yom Tov, for example, Kiddush on Yom Tov, you don't just say Mekadesh Yisrael, you say Yekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and you rather don't say just Mekadesh Yisrael because it's not done exclusively in public? Is all that true? Tzloisa b'yochid mileisa, is there no davening that you do in private? V'kidusha b'rabim mileisa, is there no kiddush that you make in public? Whether it's when you make a sheva bracha, a sudas chosen, or whether you make kiddush in the shul. He says, we find that there's kiddush in a public place as well. And Rava says, you're right, that it is possible for a private person to daven without a minyan. And it is possible there are cases that you make kiddush in public. However, zilbos ikka, the main tefillah is tefillah b'tzibur, is with the public. And therefore, Rava says, in tefillah, you always say Mekadesh Yisrael. Kiddush is mainly done not in public, and therefore you don't just say Mekadesh Yisrael. On Shabbos, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and which in that case, actually, there's no machlokes at all what you say in Kiddush. But everybody agrees you say on Shabbos Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Continues the Gemara. Ule Barav Nochis Kamei de Rava. When Ule Barav, he was a Shliach Tzibur in front of Rava, Omar Kasaba de Pumpadisa, then the version that he used in the Tefillah was like the Sabe de Pumpadisa. That in Tefillah on Shabbos he said Mekadesh HaShabbos, he didn't say Mekadesh Yisrael, and in Yom Tov he said Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and didn't say Mekadesh Yisrael. Vele Omar Luvelei Midi. And Rava didn't say anything. Alma Hodar Bei Rava. It seems that Rava changed his mind and now agrees to what the Saba de Pumpadisa held. Because when Ula was a Shliach Tzibur in front of Rava and he did the Tefillah like the Saba de Pumpadisa, Rava didn't correct him. Rav Nosson, Avuad Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson, Noches Kameid Rav Papa. Rav Nosson, he went and was a Shliach Tzibur in Shul in front of Rav Papa, and he also, Omar Kasaba de Pumpadisa, he also did what the Nusach of Saba de Pumpadisa, the Shavchei Rav Papa, and Rav Papa praised him. Continues the Gemara, Omar Ravina. Ravina says, Ano Iklo Lesura, Kameid de Maremer. I was in front of Maremer in a place of in Sura. V'nochis Kameid, Shlucha de Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur went down to the Omud. It always says Nochis, because we know the Omud is lower down. Mimamakim krosicha Hashem. It was Nochis kamei shliach shlucha to tzibura. Va'omar, and he said, Kesaba de Pompadisa, like the elders of Pompadisa. Va'hava meshaskilu kula alma, the whole shul went in uproar. They all tried to stop the chazan. The shliach tzibur said, no, don't say, if it's Shabbos, you don't say Mekadesh Shabbos, you say Mekadesh Yisrael. If it's Yom Tov, you don't say Mekadesh Yisrael vazmanim, you say Mekadesh Yisrael. Omar Lahu, so Maremer said to all the people that were shouting, Shavkuhu, leave the Shliach Tzibur alone. Hilchasakad Saba de Pumpadisa. The Aloha is like the Saba de Pumpadisa. Vulehava Mashaskele. And from that point on, they stopped protesting against what the Shliach Tzibur was doing. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here, from the next Mishnah.